Lottie. I can't stop staring at the photo, trying to make sense of it. My mother and Richard Grafton, smiling, pressed close together. She's wearing the dress I remember, the one I only ever saw on a hanger in her closet but never on her body. I can recall the color of the fabric, baby blue, and the feel of the damask, the stiffness and slight sheen. It's incredible to be seeing her in it. The bodice is fitted, and the skirt flares out jauntily. Her legs are bare, shapely. Her feet clad in heels. High heels. I try to remember my mother ever wearing high heels, but all I can picture are the clunky soles of her work shoes. They look beautiful. So happy. Now, care to tell me what you are doing up here? And what's this about your mother? Pradyumna raises an eyebrow at me. I was so stunned by the photograph, I'd almost forgotten he was in the room with me. I stop short. I've been caught, it's true, but I can't afford to be exposed. What if Betsy finds out and doesn't understand? What if she sends me home? Fear grips at my heart. I finally made it here. I can't bear to think of losing this chance. God knows I won't ever get another opportunity to come to Grafton. Oh, your face. You're terrified. Lottie, relax, please. I'm not going to rat you out if that's what you're worried about, he says, leaning back in the bed across from me. You think I care about any of this? I'm mostly impressed that you managed to sneak in here after me like some sort of assassin. I exhale. I believe him. He seems honest, if a bit odd. Can I really trust him, though? Can I tell him the whole story? It might be safer to let him in on the secret than risk him taking offense. What choice do I really have? He already knows too much. My mother was a maid here at Grafton. That's an amazing coincidence. Pradyumna considers this a moment. Then he sits bolt upright, planting his feet on the ground. I'm an idiot. It's not a coincidence, is it? I give my head a tiny shake. I knew it. I knew there was something going on with you. He's grinning as though he's just won a bet. I lived here as a child, in this room, actually. I slept where you're sitting now. My mother was right here. I pat the bed I'm on, feeling something stir in my chest. Pradyumna looks around the room, taking in the information. It's incredibly lucky you got chosen. You know how hard it is to get onto Bake Week, don't you? The odds are like one in a million, Pradyumna says. It wasn't my first time applying. I feel myself starting to relax. I hadn't done anything wrong, after all. Hadn't committed a crime or anything. I did get chosen for the show. Once Betsy started Bake Week, and I read she was filming it here, I realized this was my chance. But it's taken me 10 years to get here. So did you know Betsy Martin? Oh, yes. Of course, she was Betsy Grafton then. At the time, I would have said we were friends, but that was silly. Sometimes my mother brought me up to her room to play with her. Richard Grafton even encouraged it from time to time. The Graftons were progressive in that way, letting someone like me mingle with their daughter. But I think that there's no way her parents would have ever let her truly be friends with me. Someone so poor and from a broken home. Weren't you worried she'd recognize you? Oh, it was a gamble. But I figured once you've lived as long as we have, cataloging a lifetime of people in your head is nearly impossible. Besides, I was just a child. I looked much different. But why did you do all this? Pradyumna sputters. It's as enthused as I've seen him about anything. I take a deep breath. My mother, Agnes, disappeared one evening. I was only 11 years old. I waited and waited, but she never came home. The Grafton said that she'd gone out to meet someone, and that something must have happened to her on the road to town. They even implied she might have run away, but I knew my mother would never leave me. It was just the two of us, after all. I was quickly sent away. A great aunt, who I barely knew, collected me the following day. They didn't even wait to see if she'd return, and they never allowed me back into the house. I was never able to see where my mother spent her last moments, never able to retrace her steps, to figure out what happened. Something happened, and I need to know. It has haunted me all my life. Pradyumna takes this in, frowning. You thought maybe if you came back to Grafton, saw her old room, walked the halls, you could have closure? I nod. It feels surprisingly good to share my secret with someone. I feel lighter, almost giddy with relief. Yes, but I also want information. I need to know what she was doing right before she disappeared. He plucks the photograph out of my hand again, studying it closely. Well, from the looks of it, she was having an affair with Richard Grafton. I know that he is right. It's the only explanation for the photo. I don't know how she could have kept it from me. People do ridiculous things when they're afraid of getting caught, Pradyumna says. You don't remember seeing them together? Or maybe she told you something about him? I wish there was a way for me to go back in time and ask her, I muse. It is something I've wished for decades. I have so many questions. There has to be a way to find out more about why she left. Maybe his wife found out and she was fired. But she would have brought me with her, I insist, knowing I'm right. There's no way my lovely mother would just walk out on me as the Graftons implied. Maybe there was some reason she couldn't mix you up in all of it, Pradyumna says. I know he's trying not to say the other option out loud. The other far worse and much more likely scenario. That something terrible had happened to her. No offense, Lottie, but you're not going to figure anything out wandering aimlessly around the manor at night. Rich people always keep paperwork, especially in old places like these. I'm sure there must be documents, old employment records, even more photographs from that time. If we had more information, maybe we could piece it all together, create a timeline. I shake my head. They'd be kept in the East Wing, though, and the East Wing was always off-limits to non-Graftons, even back then. We'll just have to find a way in. It is dark on the other side of the room, with only the faint glow of the flashlight that I've propped on the bedside table. Pradyumna is leaning back again on the tiny bed, his arms tucked leisurely under his head. He's looking up into the shadows on the ceiling. I can tell he is smiling. We? I'm not sure what he's implying. Certainly he doesn't want to get mixed up in my family drama while he's trying to win Bake Week. I don't expect you to get involved with all this. It's my past, my issues to resolve. Getting tangled up with something like this could ruin your chance to win the Golden Spoon. Lottie, Pradyumna says. With all due respect, I think this is exactly the kind of project I need right now.